Brew Garabo Live is back.
It is Drew Garabo Live. Seth Picture Musical rejoins on Tuesdays. I call him a one-hit wonder, although people can name another song or two by Harvey Danger. It's a great one. We're going to talk to Laura Korn in a moment. She was good enough to give us some time last year. She has a book called 101 Nights of Great Sex, published 23 years ago originally, sold nearly 2 million copies. There is an updated version, and John is talking to her right now. So that gives me the ability to play the montage that Seth made of all the laughs that she had last time. She sounded like she was sincerely laughing at my stupid jokes.
She was.
So I'm gonna try to give her some more stupid jokes.
And the last one was the best one.
Here we go. So that last one is what we're going for. So without further ado, let me welcome back to the show. She is the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex. There is a brand new 2017 edition available in stores, Amazon.com, or at the website www.1, 0, 1, nights, not the medieval kind, .com. Ladies and gentlemen, award-winning author and sexologist Laura Korn joins us once again. Laura, how have you been?
I am great. Oh my God. The producer came on and said, "Do you remember last year?" I just remember last year I laughed so hard I couldn't talk.
Well, that is
right?
I think I remember you laughing a couple of times. I think that we hit it off pretty well, and I think I might have tickled your funny bone, if not other parts of your anatomy, a few times.
I do, and you know, I used to come in and do the bone.
Well, you can come in and do the bone anytime you want.
There you go. Did we talk about the sealed envelope in the book called Number 20? We had to, Bad to the Boner.
Oh, yeah, we definitely talked Bad to the Boner. But wait a minute, you used to come into this studio and do stuff in here?
Oh, for years, for year after year after year, for probably, I'm going to say like in the late 90s.
Oh, my God, I can't believe we got to rekindle that. We got to get you back in here.
Every, like twice a year. And there was like just, they were hilarious. I don't remember who they are right now, but I had always had a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Well, I'd love to get you back here to do the poem.
Come in and do you guys.
Well, I would love to be done by you or to do you, whichever you prefer. We can do probably do both. What are the additions that you have made to your wonderful book, 101 Nights of Great Sex, for the new year? Is there anything involving our fearless fascist leader, Donald Trump?
Well, you know, it is the year of the alpha male.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I would definitely. While I'm not one myself, I would agree that alpha males seem to be running rampant this year.
You do sound like an alpha male, though.
Thank you. That's because I host a radio show. But believe you me, there's a beta, gamma, delta, or zeta male behind all of this.
Are you married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Maybe. She's open though. She wants to watch me bang another girl in front of her. Why, are you interested?
Maybe.
All right. I'm okay. All right.
That is a popular female fantasy, by the way.
Is it really? Wait, hold the phone here before we get to your book.
It's huge.
So you're telling me it's popular because I have a hard time coming to terms with it because I don't want to make her uncomfortable, but she says that she would get a great deal of sexual arousal out of me laying the pipe to another girl right in front of her.
And how long you guys been dating?
You know, a couple years. You know, we go through.
Okay, so there's trust. There's trust.
Oh, there's trust.
So there's definitely trust.
Definitely.
There is a way of doing it.
Okay.
Having a threesome without actually doing it.
All right. Talk to me.
There's two ways. Right. One of the seductions in the book is number 80. It's called cybergasm.
Cybergasm.
It's like virtual reality sex. And you don't have to get the glasses.
Oh, good.
The other one, that's really expensive.
They are. But, Google Cardboard's like 10 bucks.
And then there's number 44, Homage à Trois.
Excuse me?
And if you could get your girlfriend to rip out that sealed envelope, number 44, you could actually feel like you're with two women. without actually doing it.
What if it's pretty darn hot? What if I really do want to do
it's
it though?
It's actually in my video.
Maybe I do really want to do it. Like it's like we go to this club that is local and people bang there and swap off. And I think if I found the right girl or perhaps author, then I could find it to be.
Wait a minute. Drew, you already go to a club where this is happening?
Well, on occasion. I mean, I've been
last weekend.
Okay, I went last. That's right. I went on Saturday night. Yes, it's a place close by in Brandon where
they have pizza there.
Well, that's not the highlight of it. But is
that Seth?
That is Seth. Yes, that's my bubby right there.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
I'm awesome.
It's a pleasure to have you back.
For Valentine's Day?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm ready to jot down all the tips I need to make my wife's dreams all come true.
Well, that would be number 65, big game hunting.
That is
number 65.
Big game hunting for sure. But yeah, so
you've got to get
this recent.
Wait a minute. I got to understand because I've been to those clubs.
Okay, me too.
If you've gone with your girlfriend,
yes.
Why haven't you done the deed? You've got to tell me that there's got to be some really beautiful woman there that you've thought.
No, I honestly, in the times that we've been, and it hasn't been that many, I could count it on probably four hands. I have yet to see a young lady there that I have been so smitten with that I would allow her the 45 seconds of pleasure that my meat whistle would provide.
Okay, so here's what I think, Drew. I think that you're in love with your girlfriend, and you think secretly that somehow if you do it, it won't be the same.
That is exactly right. There's no doubt about it. The fantasy of it is one thing, but to actually look at my girlfriend who I dote on and who dotes on me, to look at her while I'm banging some other broad, I don't know that afterwards it wouldn't be like we'd have a little disagreement or something. She's like, "Well, you banged another girl."
She's totally going to hold that against you.
See? Well, then why would I want to enter down that winding road? Why?
I don't, and I do not recommend you do it.
Okay.
Unless she has a history, you know, in her past where she has done this before.
She has been a swinger for a while. She has done this before. I think my fear.
Oh. No wonder you dote on her.
I do. I do.
What was that?
My fear is probably greater, is bigger than the problem would be in reality. I think it's that I'm more worried about it because then I think about some other dude laying the pipe to her right in front of me and how neurotic that would make. That would put the erotic in neurotic, wouldn't it?
Well, here's the thing. Have you been a swinger ever? Had a long-term relationship where?
No. This is all new to me. I'm a freak, but I'm not that kind of freak.
I don't think you're a swinger.
No, I don't think.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I'm a swinger in training.
No. And you know what? You can look and still, you know, get derive a lot of pleasure.
Oh, I do.
Right?
I certainly look, and I certainly derive a lot of the pleasure out of looking.
Are you kinky?
Excuse me?
Are you kinky?
Yeah, are you kinky?
Are you kinky?
Am I kinky? What is that? What does that even mean anymore, kinky, Laura? What does that mean?
Well, how creative are you in the bedroom?
So creative in the bedroom.
What would be a wild night of sex with Drew?
I have been known, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone out there, I have been known to do it from behind. Whoa! No? Not freaking? No. Oh,
wow.
From behind. Isn't that crazy?
That's a great sex.
Not even missionary, but from behind. Like when she's not lying underneath me, but I am behind her on all fours. How crazy is that? I'm Mr. Kink, right?
Sounds pretty hot. Have you done massage collage where you do it from behind, but then you move in with your tongue, and then you go back from behind and then in with your tongue?
What? No, I'm just trying to watch TV. just trying to get in a proper position where I can watch some sort of program on television or a sporting event. But so you're saying, yes. No. Yeah.
Why are the pages stuck together in 101 Nights of Great Sex?
My copy is laminated. I self-laminated my personal copy of 101 Nights of Great Sex, available, by the way, at Amazon.com and 101nights.com, a great book. So what are the new additions to the...
You know what? But here's...
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did? I went into a bunch of the seductions and I just made them hotter. I mean, that's what I do. I do it every 2 or 3 years. I just make it really hot.
Sure.
It, you know, there's a reason why 2 million books have sold.
Right.
Because it. Go ahead.
No, you're
have you
right.
Have never done any of the pages?
Have I done all the pages? Oh, my God almighty. I have bookmarks in my favorite. Number 42, Sex with a Turtle. Number 137, Burn a Candle and Put It in Her Face. I love number 68, You Do Me and I Owe You One.
Oh, my God.
You all right? You going to be okay?
How about the wooden hanger? Did you do the wooden hanger?
Talk to me about this wooden hanger you speak of.
Okay, it's number 25.
All right.
It's called She's Out of Control. And I know how creative you are in the bedroom. How would you, what would you do, how would you turn her on with a wooden hanger and a pillow?
All right, a wooden hanger and a pillow, okay?
I'm putting you through the seduction IQ test.
All right, this is a seduction.
By the way,
yes.
This is a very similar seduction to something that 50 Shades of Grey dude would do.
Okay, though that's me. I'm Christian Grey.
But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
I'm like the Jewish Christian Grey. What is that?
Christian Grey.
I don't know. I have no idea. So with a wooden coat, not a wire hanger, because Joan Crawford said no wire hanger. So a wooden coat hanger and a pillow. All right. How I'm going to turn her on by that is I'm going to smother her face in the pillow till she cannot breathe. And while she is trying to breathe, I'm going to beat her about the buttocks with the wooden hanger. And then when I stop, it's going to feel so good. She's going to be aroused.
Nope.
Damn it!
No cigar.
Thought I nailed it on that one. All right, I give up. How am I gonna turn my lady on with a wooden hanger and a pillow? But remembering, of course, that we're on the radio, and you know we have to.
Not sure I can really. You're not gonna hurt her with it.
Oh.
She's gonna hold on to the bottom part of the wooden hanger.
Okay.
First of all, you're gonna send her an email. You're gonna have the mobile app, and so you're gonna pick She's Out of Control number 25, mm-hmm. and then the app is gonna send her an invitation.
Oh.
For a sex date.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's what it does. Right. And why would that turn a woman on?
To have sex with me? I have no idea.
Well, because you're letting her know that you're working behind the scenes and you're doing something to make her feel special.
Right. Right. They love that planning. They love to be under the impression that we are giving them some sort of thought. We're working on it.
But I've made it so easy for you. Okay, so let's see. You've chosen number 25. She's out of control. She's got the invitation.
Right.
And once she gets an invitation, women are just, they love a mystery.
Yes.
So she's definitely saying yes. She's meeting you for the sex date. So when she comes, she is going to bring, you tell her, the app actually asks her to bring a wooden hanger to the bedroom.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm with you.
And so she shows up. She's got the wooden hanger and she's got a pillow.
Okay.
And you're going to instruct her in your alpha male kind of really dominant way.
Yes. I'm ready.
To grab a hold of the bottom of the wooden hanger.
Hey, babe, grab a hold of that bottom of that wooden hanger.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now what am
I
supposed to do? All right. That's right. You will.
I'm there. And then behind your back, you pull out a scarf or a tie or something, and you're going to tie her wrists to the bottom of the wooden hanger.
Oh my God! All right, I'm doing that.
And this is one of the 50 Shades. This is a every woman's fantasy
to be tied.
She may not tell you that, but okay. And then you're going to take that wooden hanger and you're going to hang her over the door.
hang her over the door.
Oh my God!
Hang her over the door. My God Almighty!
Yes. And then you're going to put her through the longest strip tease she's ever had. You're going to take all her clothes off. You're going to kiss and nibble her, and she's going to be hanging over the door.
All right.
Well, what if you're not strong enough to hang her above the door?
Well, then you need to pull another page.
Probably need to do that. Can I invite some friends over, not for the sex, but just to help me get her up over the door so hang her there?
Now, I know you guys are laughing out of the fact that it's not comfortable, but I promise you, if you did this,
yes.
I mean, she'd levitate off the bed levitate off the door or something.
As long as she levitates somewhere, I'm a happy guy.
How many times have you been hanging over the doorway, Laura?
You know what? I got to tell you, it's probably one of my favorite nights that I've ever done is that particular seduction.
I would totally hang you over the door.
Yeah, you ever get hung on your door and a guy just like slap your tees really aggressively?
Wait a minute. That's a page in the book.
What's slapping tees?
That's my game.
Slapping boobs is a page in the book?
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
You guys need some seduction lessons.
That's why
Don't
we have you on.
Can I tell you the three things a guy should not do for Valentine's Day?
Forget it, buy chocolates, and exactly. Bang another girl without telling her first.
Well, ask her what she wants to do.
All right.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the worst thing.
Not sexy.
And tell her your plans. And I think that's the hardest thing for a guy not to do, is to tell her your plans, right?
Because okay.
Guys don't have a lot of confidence in what they're planning.
No, we sure don't. And it's kind of not sexy if we tell them everything. I'm going to take you here, and what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? We have to be that. Let me ask you this. If we reverse things and you were to hang me over the closet with a hanger, do you think that I would be well hung?
You? Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely think you are.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Just from the sound of your voice.
I sound like I have a large one.
And it does sound like you would do number 62 up against the wall.
I would do 62 up against the wall way quicker than I would do number 2 up against the wall.
Oh, no. No. You definitely wanted to do number 2.
I don't want anybody to do number 2. What's number 2? I mean, we might have different ideas.
Oh, wait a minute, I got it. No, never mind.
We might have different ideas of what number 2 is.
Okay, you're right. Forget about number 2. But number 2 in the book is called The Velvet Tongue.
Oh.
Did I tell you about that?
I think we talked about The Velvet Tongue the last time you were here, because I think that resonated with me, and I do have The Velvet Tongue. So remind us once again, what is The Velvet Tongue? By the way, we're talking to Laura Korn, author of 101 Nights of Great Sex, the website 101nights.com. What's The Velvet Tongue?
And this is not a book you read, okay? It's a book you do. The pages are stuck together. So, and once a week, you rip out a sealed envelope and you surprise your partner. Did you see the video? Did you guys take a look at the new 60-second video on the book?
No, I haven't. I have not. I didn't even know there was a video.
Yeah, 60 seconds. I'll show you great sex. Yeah, I did a PR video on the book. I mean, we're having a lot of fun here, but, 2 million couples have bought this book. It's very hard to get to be in a long-term relationship and keep the spark.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard, right?
So hard.
I mean, what's the longest relationship you've been in?
Well, that's not fair. I have a child, so we kept it together for the kid for way too long. So, many, many years.
Right.
But the stagnancy does set in, and things do get boring, monotonous, and
then how do you break it? How do you spice it up? Why? I mean, we all know we should spice it up, but we still don't.
Affairs.
Why?
That is what I recommend for everyone.
I just think it's because you don't have the right tool.
Oh.
You need a tool. And women love mystery. They love anticipation. They love surprises. And, they buy this book. They love the book. It's a great gift. And I think you can't go wrong with it.
I agree. And it is always a pleasure catching up with you. It is 101 Nights of Great Sex, the 2017 version. When will you travel to Tampa, Florida, so that we can finally meet face to face and cut through all this sexual tension that exists between you and I and get naked together? I'll fly you down. I'm not above paying for your airfare and hotel room, if that doesn't make you feel like a kept woman, unless that's number 172, which is feel like a kept woman.
You sometimes leave me completely
wet,
flushed.
Oh, flushed.
Flushed in all the right places.
Well, good. That is my goal. I want you to terminate this phone call flushed in all the right places.
I do want to tell guys, don't buy the teddy bear and the chocolate and expect to get a lot of bang for your buck.
Well, unless they're Sherry's berries. Sherry's berries are pro flowers, very they're sponsors of mine. But yes, but don't. I see what you're saying.
Women are looking. Okay, here's the last thing. This is the one thing women are looking for Valentine's Day. They are looking for you to be creative. They're looking for you to do something you've never done before. Do not repeat yourself. If you're making a reservation to go to a new restaurant, don't tell her the restaurant. don't tell her your plans. Make a plan, tell her you've taken care of everything, and then execute the plan. And that's why I like this book, because you rip out a sealed page, yeah. I give you a plan, she knows that you're going to surprise her, she gets excited. End of story. That will happen.
I agree, and I think I figured out what I'm doing for this Valentine's
Day. If you're putting me up, I'm coming.
Oh, you're coming, all right.
I'm going to have to do a live demonstration of the Velvet Tug. That's all there is to it.
I'm in. You could be the first girl that I feel good about banging in front of my girlfriend. My God. And then you could write that as like number 102 next year. I see a
wonder. What about the wooden hanger? Can we do that with you?
Me or her?
All of us.
Oh, all right.
I guarantee when you guys later, if you tell, well, you don't want to tell your girlfriend about the wooden hanger, but if you talk to a woman and tell her that that's what you would do, like a friend, she would melt. And if a woman's heart melts, her legs will follow. That is so hot. Trust me.
All right. I trust you. I'm going to take a page out of your book for Valentine's Day. You said do something that you don't normally do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab my lady by the hand. I'm going to bring her into the bedroom. I'm going to softly whisper in her ear, look, I put the toilet seat down. Because I never do that.
You know what your homework assignment is?
Tell me.
65, big game hunting.
I'm going big game hunting.
Taking her out?
Yep.
Big game hunting, number 65.
All right.
You've got the book. Rip it out.
Oh, I'll rip it out. I'll whip it out. I'll rip it out. I'm going big game hunting. And when I serve up that big game, I'm going to serve it with a nice, healthy side of corn.
Awesome. Oh, my God. The power just went out.
Of course it did.
You're hot.
You're hot.
Oh, my God.
Laura, it's always great
speaking with you.
It's always great speaking with you. Have our number. Anytime you're in need between 2 and 6 Eastern Standard Time, please don't hesitate to use our hotline. And if you find yourself anywhere in the southeastern United States of America, I would certainly love to meet, M-E-A-T, you as soon as possible.
All right.
Take it easy, okay?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Bye.
Bye, Bone.
See you.
You made her laugh 23 and a half times.
23?
23 and a half. There was a half wheeze in there. I counted it.
She digs a grabo. Can I tell you?